Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's talk some more about prices and where we stand as far as our economy is concerned. And in this case, it's our food security. Professor Solange Charlebois' op-ed in the Toronto Star was headlined, "The World is Running Out of Oil, Vegetable Oil, Cooking Oils, and What's the Impact?" In the same op-ed, Professor Charlebois writes that countries will begin to, quote, instinctively ban exports and even hoard commodities to secure food supplies, end quote. And remember, Professor Charlebois told us just a couple of weeks ago, the average Canadian family should be preparing to spend another $1,000 of net income on food in the next 12 months. Let's talk to Professor Sylvain Charlebois, director of the Agri-Foods Analytics Laboratory and professor at Dalhousie University. Sylvain, thank you very much for taking the time. That op-ed, When I saw vegetable oil, it connected. I mean, I can't cook. Most people will tell you Green doesn't know how to, you know, I have to read instructions on how to boil water. But it resonated. I thought, I'm not kidding. It resonated because I thought millions and millions of people use vegetable oil to do their cooking.
I know. Well, you had Ben early on your show to talk about oil, the black stuff. I'm here to talk to you about vegetable oil. And that oil is also very important for food systems and for food service, for the food service industry, and of course for all of us as consumers. We don't realize it, but vegetable oil is in pretty much everything we buy at the grocery store. So it's a pretty important ingredient.
So what is the situation? What is the reality with vegetable oil now?
Well, so it's getting complicated for sure out there, and it's a mixture of different factors. Combination of climate change with problems with labor, and of course now we're embarking into a new era of seeing nations trying to secure commodities for their own population. So, well, let's start with palm oil. Palm oil is a big one because it's the cheapest vegetable oil out there. And it's pretty popular. And Indonesia last week decided to ban exports, and that's the biggest exporter of palm oil in the world. That's a huge, huge hit. So companies, major companies like Mondelez, Nestle, Ferrero Rocher, all these companies will be scrambling to get palm oil into their food. And Malaysia, the number two exporter of palm oil, is experiencing labor problems in their own country. Canola oil, well, that's our own in Canada. We know what happened last year with droughts. Inventories are very low. We actually imported canola last year, first time in a very long time. And this year, I don't know if you saw pictures, Roy, but in some parts of the prairies, the conditions are pretty dry still. And canola is a very, very, it requires a lot of moisture. And third, soybeans. Soybean oil is another big vegetable oil in world markets, but unfortunately, in Southern America, including Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina, all three countries are experiencing droughts as well this year, and so we're not sure exactly how much they will be offering to the rest of the world. So, in a nutshell, vegetable oil is going to be a rarity. It's going to be very difficult to get inventories.
So is this the canary in the grocery store?
Well, so I'm expecting vegetable oil prices to increase. It has increased by 81% since 2017 already.
Is it then going to wander up and down the aisles in the grocery store, Sylvain, and make some things unavailable and other things far more expensive?
I think access won't be a problem, Roy, but I do expect some rationing to happen. So you may actually show up at the grocery store and look at a sign asking you to limit the number of bottles to be bought per visit. I actually do expect that in months to come.
Okay. We saw that during the pandemic as far as paper and cleaning supplies were concerned. Saw that.
But the difference,
quite a few
Roy,
times.
With during the pandemic was that there was no shortages. It was just about the supply chain not being able to deliver. There was plenty of toilet paper. It's just it wasn't getting fast enough into stores. This time for Professor Bora, we're talking about shortages here.
And what worries me is, and there was some concern about this happening with oil, the other oil, the stuff that we use, you know, in our engines, and that is that countries would start to hoard what they had for their own populations. When I hear you say that countries are going to maybe start hoarding commodities, and you just told us that palm oil exports have been stopped. Which country was it again?
It was Indonesia. And Indonesia supplies about half of all palm oil around the world. Okay. So that was the first big one. And my concern, Roy, to be honest, is to see more countries doing the same.
And not just with palm oil. Maybe other commodities that they particularly need for their people.
That's right. The wild card in all this is China. Nobody really knows what China is going to do, but because Russia will be growing. We don't know what's going to happen with Ukraine, but China actually has reserves. They actually have reserves for many commodities. They can feed their population for months without relying on anyone. Will China provide commodities to the rest of the world? We just don't know to keep things under control. But other than that, we are expecting some countries to start, banning exports to make sure that they have food for themselves and their citizens. And frankly, I wouldn't exclude Canada, because Canada is a rich country. We have capacity. And of course, traders are out there buying next year's harvest already to secure supplies that their clients will need in months to come.
Yeah. Where are we going to be? You told us that the average family should be prepared to spend another $1,000 extra for food in the next 12 months. Do we know, how easy is it, how difficult is it to, with all these variables in place, Hovan, how difficult is it for you to analyze and project what's going to be coming our way in the next 12 months?
That's an important question, because I do get that question a lot. Forecasting is very difficult. And if you look at our reports, we always go back in time and assess how we did. And our accuracy rate is not bad, actually. It's over the last 13 years, we've been right 11 years out of 13. So we're not doing too badly, but forecasting is tough, especially right now, when the data we get may not guide us well for the future, especially with so many moving parts right now, with some geopolitics. Markets are crazy. There's too much money in the system everywhere as a result of the pandemic, which really led to our inflation problem, really. There's a lot of money here, and even the Fed this week was just astounding. 4 months ago, Chairman Powell basically said that our inflation situation was transitory. And then after that, he started to say, well, maybe we should look into this. And then last week, bringing up interest rates by half a point, he was basically saying we need to squash this beast as soon as possible. It's happening so fast. So when you analyze data, when you try to forecast, even the Fed is having a hard time predicting what's going to happen to markets. So we can't pretend as a university to really know what may happen. We have scenarios, we think of scenarios, but that's pretty much it.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.